Traveling again. A reaction. The house my friend lives in is like my grandparents' house or like the house I grew up in. It reeks of untraceable familiarity. It folds in on itself, on the people trying to trace it. The house is many places at once. The house is fine with this. Its visitors struggle. My friend walks out of the house. Theirs is a solitary decision, but I start gathering my things. I, too, have wanted to stake claim with absence. Leaving is not effortless. I look for my shoes, but I find instead a papasan chair beneath a heap of strange stuffed things, a frame creaking with weight. The heap breathes in deep, shaking breaths. So do I, as I leave it. I trip on a pile of shoes that does not breathe. I find three wingtips, unable to tell which two are mine, until I find the fourth.